This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling 9 right now at 800-400-3697, you get a pair of Fandango tickets for Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. It opens in theaters everywhere on December 20th. That would be tomorrow.
Are you sure you don't want to see Frozen again?
Oh, no. Okay, let's go see Frozen.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing the role of your daughter.
I gotcha.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, tomorrow. Stars include Mark Hamill, Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, Lupita Nyong'o, and many, many more. All your favorites from the last two.
Something tells me it's going to be a hit.
You think?
Uh-huh.
You think it'll do well?
I do think.
It's brought to you by Disney. If you're, let's see, Corey's got the phones, 800-400-3697, Fandango tickets for Star Wars. You get to go check it out. So in the last trash we were talking about, and actually we might have just been talking about it a second ago too, Camila Cabello, she's done a big apology, and because when she was 15, 16 years old, she had a Tumblr account. Her Tumblr account, and by the way, thanks to our interns for doing all this digging. I mean, they've figured out the whole mystery. It looks like Perez Hilton is the one who is confirming that her Tumblr account was titled John 3:16.
Do you know which proverb that is?
I don't. I don't. Do you?
No, of course not.
Is John 3:16 the one that people, you know, the rainbow hair guy has on his? No.
Okay. I'll look it up.
I'm
trying to find John 3:16.
Right.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're a racist, and then I disown them. Oh. So anyway, the stuff is, it's a lot of memes. They are racist. They're all supposed to be jokes. And then there's very few that have her using the N-word. And, you know, I don't have the whole list of everything she ever posted on Tumblr. But basically, it's her calling her friends the N-words.
I told you I was here. I hear that among kids talking amongst themselves.
Kids use
terrible
language.
Like, I'll be at the beach just checking surf. And there's a lot of people pull up to smoke pot or, you know, listen to music or whatever. And you hear these kids talking to each other. And the language they're using is unacceptable by any standard that we have. And yet, I'm not anybody's mom or dad.
You should go confront
them. I'm nobody's dad. I'm just like, whatever, dudes.
Right. Well, you know, kids are just, they're trying to be cool, and I think that's cool, and they'll find out later it's not cool. And
well, the bummer
is, the job that they were trying to get is going to see their Tumblr account and go, now.
If you hear people talk about why they use that word, you'll hear, especially rappers would say, we've taken that word back. That's our word now.
Right.
And so it's continued to be used for that reason, and yet the kids who are hearing them use this word regularly as normal speech,
I just want to sing along with their song.
They're just, right, they're learning it from the people they look up to.
Right.
And not understanding where that came from or why they're using it. I don't think, anyway. Otherwise, they wouldn't.
Anyway, she made a big apology, and you can certainly find that today. And
why would a 15-year-old Latina girl call her friends my N-word?
Mm-mm. Because that's cool.
Yeah, they think it's cool.
They think it's cool.
Exactly. Because she heard it and mimicked it, parroted it.
The highest paid star on YouTube didn't start wiping his own butt until Game of Thrones is 4 seasons in. His name is Ryan Kaji. He's 8 years old. And his Ryan's World channel raked in $26 million last year.
I've seen him.
He was also number one last year. He only made $22 million last year. His channel launched 5 years ago. It used to mostly be him unboxing toys. Now he posts several videos a week doing whatever. He grows his own bacteria. He's, you know, whatever little kid thing he's up to. He's got about 23 million subscribers. The second biggest channel this year was Dude Perfect. It's five guys who play sports, perform stunts, and break Guinness World Records. They made $20 million this year. And coming in third was a five-year-old. They don't say what she does here. Can you, maybe you're familiar, guys? Anastasia Radzinskaya.
Nope.
She earned $18 million. She's 5 years old.
Doing what?
I don't know, they don't say
the here. Videos that my kid watches regularly, there's a couple little kids that act out
scenes
frozen scenes. There's the two twin girls that do little, what are their names?
Casey and
JC?
Something like that, something. Yeah. She watches that. She loves them.
Oh.
She loves those girls. Okay, we're gonna paint each other's hair. Or they do these like, okay, this is a, they do a gift giving thing where one of them gets a gift. This is, I think their mom must, or dad is the one putting this together for them. But they get a gift and then they can give it, take the other person's gift and that gift might be a joke gift.
Like a white elephant type
right,
of
so
thing.
They open it up. Mm-hmm. Oh, lawnmower. I got a lawnmower, you know, or whatever. I mean, it's the thing that you didn't want. And then the other one gets this neat thing. Oh, this jacket is exactly what. And my daughter's just laughing, riveted to it.
Oh, funny. Do you guys do a gift exchange at your house like that?
No.
Because of these videos?
No. Mm. No.
This Anastasia girls. It looks like her dad's a big part of this YouTube channel.
Well, yeah, it's, this girl's not.
I've never seen her. Seen
this. It looks
I mean,
like
she's adorable.
She is so cute.
And I think it's Russian. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think her mom and dad have six different channels, YouTube channels.
This has 20 million viewers.
Well, children, right?
She made, I know, but yeah. Still, Jesus.
This video we're watching has 406 million views. And she has 42 million subscribers.
It says here, the content of all her channels is focused on, she goes by another name, Natsya, and her dad playing, learning, dressing up, going to amusement parks, reenacting children's tales, and nursery rhymes. She's also joined by her cat and her friends.
She's playing a prank on him as we watch now.
Oh, boy.
How much money?
$20 million.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, 18 million.
Oh,
close.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. Found the story.
He was driving a nice car. Was that the Mercedes?
Was it
four-wheel drive? It was a nice car, whatever they were driving.
Do people watch their other channels, too? I mean, this is just, I don't understand. Clearly, I don't understand YouTube. I don't understand why anyone would watch that. That looks like someone's stupid home movies.
The G-Wagons right. That the Kardashians drive.
Very
nice car.
Yeah, they're nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
See it, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Those are nice. How
is
much are those?
Is that pink shirt of Chanel?
$100,000.
Bryn, do you know?
I have no idea. It looks.
Oh, that car's probably way more than $100,000.
Pink polo.
The G-Wagon?
Yeah. Cheapest G-Wagon. Bryn, isn't it over $100,000?
I thought it was about $100,000.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
You would know.
Yeah, you're
I
want to
say
lady.
It's about $110,000, the cheapest G-Wagon.
Dang. It's not cheap. It's the least expensive. there's no way to know exactly how much Disney Plus is hurting Netflix. One analyst says that Netflix could have lost around 1.1 million subscribers to Disney Plus during the month of November. However, it's hard to prove because the number of Netflix subscribers is actually going up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So while maybe some people dropped off, enough people were jumping on that it offset it. The same analyst says Netflix is still expected to hit or exceed its fourth quarter forecast of 7.6 million new subscribers, despite Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus. According to Forbes, Netflix released more originals in 2019 than all TV networks combined did in 2005. Throughout 2019, there were 371 new movies and shows in the U.S., just in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of stuff on there that I watch that's clearly some big German product. They have a lot of German stuff on there, and you just put the subtitles on or you can put English language audio onto them, and you can see them badly mouthing along.
Mm-hmm.
But so in America alone, 371 new movies and shows. So basically one new production a day. And that's an increase of over 54% since 2018 when they unleashed 240. Crazy. So people are still totally into that. I'm telling you, it's the new way. Everyone's just going to cut the cord and just have all these streaming services.
I mean, like it.
There's just, I mean, honest to God, I swear, I subscribe to Hulu, Amazon, obviously Netflix, Apple, Disney Plus. John has some ESPN thing. I mean, it's, and then I'm probably not even remember some of them. It's crazy.
Well, I know that when I do my accounting, I absolutely go, man, we are, I want to use bad language, we're just pissing money away. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy how many different little things are nickel, and mm-hmm. a lot of it's that Amazon delivery. Let me get a $23 thing sent to us.
Nickel and dime.
What in the hell?
And at the end of the month, that bill comes in. You're like, holy, wow, did that happen? And then you, it's like, nothing is really expensive on here. It's just that there's so many not that expensive things on here.
Now, all that said, the Costco delivery thing has changed my life. Costco delivery has changed my life. That regular trip to Costco used to just be a thing where I had to set aside half the day. I didn't want to get caught in the busiest time and get in there and get out of there. And can you do it in an hour?
Tell me more. Is this an app?
It's delivery Costco.
Are you not going to Costco anymore?
John had to go to Costco yesterday. I had no idea.
It's delivered to my house. The Pellegrino we drink in the glass bottles to the house. The big bags of Pete's coffee that we get to the house. The giant.
What's it cost to deliver?
I don't know. The giant.
I didn't check.
Bob's Red Mill Stone Ground Quick Cooking Oats that I eat every day.
Yeah.
Delivered. Mm-hmm. Like these are things that are basic necessities and why I had to go at least twice a month.
Right.
And now it's yesterday I walked in, it was there. At the door.
Oh, I got to tell John. Are you saying it's an app or you just go online and...
I'll ask. I don't know how she's doing it, but she's completely removed that from my plate.
Mm-hmm. Costco delivery. He just went yesterday. He's like, I got to go.
It's amazing.
He's hemming and hawing and trying to put it off. And
I'll ask.
And then you got to lug it home and unload it and break down the boxes. And yeah, he buys a lot of stuff in bulk there. Yeah, I got to find that out. That'll be my Christmas present to him.
There's some kind of Costco grocery online delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Here in San Francisco, Mayor London Breed and the San Francisco Film Commission announced, I guess this was yesterday, the reopening of a 79,000 square foot space for film production at Hangar 3 on Treasure Island.
Amazing.
They had taken it away and now it's back. It's a dedicated space allowing for production companies to stage, build sets, and film in San Francisco. They're basically saying it brings economic opportunities to local businesses. We went over there for the Robin Williams movie that we
were in. Patch Adams.
Yeah. Was that for the second part of what we had to do? The first thing was we went to some pool that they were going to try and fill with spaghetti.
And the scene didn't work out.
And so they loaded us all up and took us to Treasure Island, right?
It was neat to see that. That production was set to do a scene in Berkeley, which is where we went. And then they couldn't get the scene done. The old lady was supposed to be swimming in a pool of spaghetti. Mm. And they had a production team boiling spaghetti and pouring it into this pool they'd emptied when they realized we will never visually be able to make this scene happen with real spaghetti. And if you watch the movie... which we did later, so unbeknownst to us, they went back and did this scene later, but they did it in a kiddie pool.
Mm.
And they were able to make... The woman's dream was to swim in spaghetti. Apparently, I don't remember exactly, but... So they did the scene in a kiddie pool, and it was doable, and...
Right.
They were able to... So, but what happened was they went, this is never going to happen. Everybody pick it up. We're moving to Treasure Island for the next shot.
We're going to shoot this other
scene. And the whole thing just went bloop, boom.
Packed it up. We were over there. It felt like no time.
Right.
Boom. Business Insider has a list of 43 people who've been canceled in the last 10 years.
Oh.
I think I have like the top 20 something of them. But they're all names you'll recognize. Some of these I was like, oh yeah, that. So this is in this decade, in the 2010s. Tell me some people who are canceled.
People
who
are
fell
canceled.
From grace.
Jussie Smollett.
Could you pull up the full list, Yuzi? He's not in the top 24.
How about Harvey?
Harvey's on there. He's number 15. Harvey Weinstein falls from grace. Actually, below him,
Prince Andrew.
He might be, but he's not on this part of the list. At number 22, unbelievably, he should be number one. Bill Cosby.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like that was a pretty major fall from grace.
That was pretty funny. And have you seen the Eddie Murphy movie on Netflix yet?
I have.
My name is Dolomite.
My name is Dolomite.
Have you seen it?
I have.
What did you think?
I liked it. Okay. I like him. Well, it's not great. It's not. It doesn't compare to any of his great movies, but I love Eddie Murphy, so I was absolutely in. But one of the scenes is he's trying to become a comedian. He's trying to talk his grandma or his aunt into giving him some money so he can make a record. And she's like, oh, I love that Bill Cosby, his family humor. Yeah. And he's just like, oh, how funny. At that time, Bill Cosby was the king of the family comedians.
Yeah. He was one of my favorite people.
His family stories.
And everything just, from Fat Albert to the Huxtables.
Lord.
I just thought the world of that
and
guy.
And behind the scenes,
the ugliest thing you ever saw.
People.
Right. Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Kevin Spacey's on the list at number 18.
Yeah.
Matt Lauer's on the list.
Oh, yeah.
At number 17. I know so many people this decade. R. Kelly had a big fall from grace. Oh, yeah. He's at number 14. Bill O'Reilly, here, number 13. The gymnastics doctor, Larry Nassar.
Yeah,
oh, that's
guy.
Number one. That guy.
Number 12. You won't believe number one. I don't know how they rank these. Maybe they just threw a bunch of names on. Roger Ailes, number 11. Jared Fogle.
Oh, Subway.
The Subway guy who is in jail for pedophilia. He's at number 10. This guy was on Glee, Mark Salling. I can't remember his character's name, but he turned out to be a total pedophile.
Didn't he kill himself?
He did. He committed suicide.
Yeah.
He's number 9 on the list. Josh Duggar. He's one of the 19 and counting. He was molesting his sisters, so that was fun.
Ugh.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That 19 and counting show, right? Isn't that the Duggar family?
Duggar, I think. I've never watched it.
The older brother was...
I don't know if he's the oldest, but he's one of the older brothers, and he was molesting some of the sisters.
Oh, my God. I never heard that.
Yeah, it was not good news.
Four of his sisters and a babysitter.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Unreal.
Awful. Is that show still on?
You know, I want to say they tried to let it keep on going. Like, oh, yeah, that kid, he's off the show. But I
feel like there's some form of that.
Didn't one of the sisters go get married and they're sort of focusing on her family
or something? Something like that. I just don't watch that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I didn't. I never watched it to begin with, but I certainly was well aware of this lady who was pumping out babies.
Mm.
Fiance Peter, Ray Rice, number 7 on this list. Paula Deen, she had a pretty, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Is she still on TV?
I have seen her recently. I don't think she's got her own show anymore, but she was on some talk show or something. I don't know what her deal is right now. Paralympic killer Oscar Pistorius, number 5. Aaron Hernandez, he's used to be a Patriot, and he killed himself in jail, or he was killed in jail, or
one or the other.
Lance Armstrong,
oh, yeah,
that is a huge one. Anthony Weiner, and his wiener, he's number 2, and the winner.
He was number 2.
Number 2. These are the biggest falls from grace, according to Business Insider. Frankly, there's no way they could rank. I'm telling you, Bill Cosby, for me, in the last 10 years, he was the one. And actually, so was Tiger Woods starting in the 08s, 09s or something? Because he's not on this list, or at least not in the top
20. He's not on the list.
That must have started more than 10 years ago.
Some other people, Al Franken, Mario Batali.
Right.
Mario Batali, what did he do?
I think he That's a bunch a, of girls
the
accused
chef,
him of
right?
yeah. That was recent, pretty, but it was in with all the people when everyone was yelling about everybody.
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So the winner of this entire thing
the winner
is winning
Charlie Sheen. Oh, wow.
He fell from grace, but certainly not in the spectacular fashion that some of the people on that list fell.
Yeah, Tiger Woods is around 09.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
When he crashes Escalade.
Right.
And got hit in the head by his wife.
What's going up in the news, Vin?
Unfortunately, it's happened again.
What?
I teased you with a story last hour and then didn't do it. This time around, I will start with the story from last break.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.